In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The power and influence of the evil one is manifested in a special way in occult groups, which seek higher powers through higher beings. And they fall very easily into magic, witchcraft, spiritism, divination, etc. These are groups that will try to fill the void of God in so many people who no longer want to believe in the traditional religion and seek new experiences or revelations. They look for strange gurus and prophets anywhere and go from sect to sect, seeking truth and happiness. Many are sincere but fall into the nets of error without discerning the truth from the lie. When they realize it, it may be too late, and they could have fallen into serious health problems, especially in mental health. Many of these sects have a disastrous influence on the individual who joins them. They separate him from the family, demand money from him, and they live in communities where the boss of the sect has absolute control of his people and their actions, since they must obey unconditionally. Not all groups seeking self-improvement are equally dire. For example, yoga, Zen, and other oriental meditations can lead us to believe in reincarnation and other anti-Christian ideas. They can enclose us in ourselves, seeking God and inner peace for ourselves. When we know that true peace is a gift from God, and it opens us to others. But there are sects that, from the outset, promise students superior states of consciousness and exceptional powers of distant vision, astral travel, etc. Transcendental meditation is dangerous, which seems at first to be a relaxation technique, but which proposes the acquisition of powers of invisibility and levitation, among others. Many of these groups, of course, also believe in reincarnation. In future videos, we will name some anti-Christian groups that keep us away from God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.